Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 Peter 1:10 to 12. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 10 to 12. The prophets of old did their utmost to discover and obtain this salvation. They did not find it, but they prophesied of this grace that has now come to you. They tried hard to discover to what time and to what sort of circumstances the Spirit of Christ working in them was referring. For he foretold the sufferings of Christ and the glories that should follow them. It was then made clear to them that they were dealing with matters not meant for themselves, but for you. It is these very matters which have been made plain to you by those who preached the gospel to you by the same Spirit sent from heaven. And these are facts to command the interest of the very angels. My theme for reflection is prophetic voices, grace for us and faith for others. Prophetic voices, grace for us and faith for others. Have you ever marveled at the threads of history woven together in the tapestry of God's plan? In a world captivating by fleeting trends and speculative predictions, the enduring voice of prophecy invites us to pause and reflect. The words of 1 Peter 1:10 to 12 pull us into this rich narrative, reminding us that the story of salvation through Christ was not an accident of history, but the fulfillment of a divine promise carefully foretold by prophets long before us. Peter speaks of prophets who made careful searches and inquiries as they proclaimed the grace that was to come. They were entrusted with glimpses of a future Redeemer, his suffering and the glory that would follow. Yet, astonishingly, they understood that their words were not for their own benefit, but for ours. These prophets labored faithfully under the Spirit's inspiration, serving generations yet unborn. Micah envisioned a Savior born in Bethlehem. Isaiah spoke of a suffering servant who will bear our sins, and the psalmists sang of resurrection and eternal kingship all centuries before the fulfillment in Jesus Christ. Their work was not for self-glory or immediate reward, but for the unveiling of a gift that would reach its fullness long after their time. This selflessness of the prophets is a powerful reminder that God's plans often transcend our immediate understanding. They were vessels, their lives woven into a purpose larger than themselves. And so we too are called to embrace a vision of faith that looks beyond our moment, to trust that the seeds we plant in faith may bloom for others in ways we cannot yet see. As Todd Bolsinger writes in Canoe in the Mountains, leaders are called to pioneer a future they themselves may not fully inhabit. The prophets understood this truth. They prophesied not for their own benefit, but to serve you and me. But Peter doesn't stop at honoring the prophet's labor. He shifts the focus directly to us. This grace, this salvation has now been announced to us through the gospel. It is for you. The words of the prophets echo down through time, their message delivered by those who have preached the gospel in the power of the Holy Spirit. The invitation is deeply personal. The salvation foretold by the prophets is not an abstract concept or a relic of theological history. It is a living, breathing promise extended to each of us. It demands not merely intellectual assent, but a personal response. Will you open the gift of grace that the prophet spoke of so long ago? My dear friends, as we marvel at the gift we have received, we must remember the selflessness of its delivery. Like the prophets, we are called to live lives that point beyond ourselves. We are stewards of a grace that flows through us to others. This truth humbles and challenges us. It is not all about us. Our faith, our service, our sacrifices may bear fruit we will never see. But that is the beauty of God's kingdom. It is both present and not yet, already here and still unfolding. This Advent season, as we remember Christ's first coming and anticipate his return, let us reflect on the prophetic voices that prepared the way for our salvation. Let us also consider how our own lives might prepare the way for others. Are we living in a way that points to the grace of Christ? Are we planting seeds of faith, hope, and love for generations yet to come? There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how does the selflessness of the prophets who labored for a future they would not fully see challenge you to trust in God's larger plan and live a life that points beyond yourself? Number two, the prophet's message of salvation through Christ has been fulfilled and extended to us today. How might you personally respond to this gift of grace, and how can your life reflect the hope and promise of the gospel to others? Gracious God, we stand in awe of your eternal plan and the voices of the prophets who faithfully proclaimed your promise. Thank you for the salvation that has come to us through Christ, fulfilling what they longed to see. Teach us to live with the same selflessness and faithfulness, trusting that our lives can bear witness to your grace in ways we may never fully understand. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.